fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest.
Thank you.
These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 17th day of August, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. This morning, we're blessed to have our friend Hendricks, Deputy Hendricks, do the Pledge of Allegiance. So, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Hendricks, take it away, sir.
Good morning, John. And if he has his ears on already, Leon. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Hendricks. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And for a go, I do practice affixing my bayonet and using it around the property here. Thank you, John, for all you do. God bless. And have a great day to you and your listening audience. And remember, as always, at least until the cold weather gets here, cut through is king.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. We pass you on to Green and my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, which is not an easy thing to do, by the way. We'll be talking about the events of the day, which are exploding, and how incorporating doTERRA essential laws into your life can improve your life. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Are you yawning or eating something?
I'm yawning. I'd love to be eating right now. I just had a nightmare of driving. People tell me about Afghanistan and everything. I'm like, you know, I've been on the road for the last 2 days, and it's just been a nightmare. And then went through a construction zone near Kansas City. I had a flat. The car ahead of me had a flat. And I'm like, holy cow. So I've been very – and the phone is supposed to be on automatic in the time zone. And was off, and so I woke up an hour earlier than needed. So I'm like, holy cow, things are just going downhill. Not expect automatic to be automatic. Gone through 2 spares on this trip so far.
So you're not destinated yet, it sounds like.
No, I'm almost there, but I'm in KC right now.
Okay, well, people back east think that Kansas City still has no electricity and cows in the streets.
Well, after going to the Archway Monument, learning about all the things that they had to deal with going out west, 49ers. And then I saw, you know, I didn't know that Joseph Smith was killed by a mob in was it St. Louis? And I'm like, holy cow, there's lots of things that nobody knows about, me specifically.
Well, the Mormons, before they left Missouri, were being hunted as if they were rabid dogs, quite frankly. It's a very strange belief system.
Yes.
But it's pretty good for the guys, because when the Mormon men die, they all get their own planet. It's a pretty good deal.
Their own planet, yeah.
You didn't know that, huh? Yeah.
I knew about the planet, and I remember they pretty much disbarred minorities, and then I was like, really? And then Michael Jackson came in with billions of dollars. I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll take you now. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, well, there was a... When I was in college, I just out of the Army, I was, 22 years old. I was in college in Hillsboro, Missouri, and the Mormons wanted to set up a display there, and I went to the college administration. I said, do you know, guys, that blacks are prohibited from becoming Mormon? Did you know that? Oh, no, John, we didn't know that. Well, we'll shut down the exhibit.
Wow.
That was 1970.
Yeah, I thought
that was 1970.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, when I was stationed in Iceland, they prohibited blacks, Hispanics, Asians from even coming on the base. They were trying to keep their gene pool perfect. And when John Raymond...
You mean going off the base?
No. Yeah, going off the base, but they wouldn't even allow blacks on the military.
They could stop our military from using our own base, which is U.S. territory?
Yes, sir. And John, and Secretary of Defense, found out about that. He said, we're going to pull the whole base and all the money in. They
right.
relented very quickly.
Yeah, money has a way of changing people's minds pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. What a world we live in. Well, during your time in the U.S. Navy, Afghanistan is a landlocked country with no contact with the ocean. But did you happen to get to Afghanistan?
No, sir. I just had a friend I met in college, and she was in Pakistan, and she was all over. She was a Christian missionary. And I was thinking, is she CIA? Because her pedigree and her locations are just all indicative of that, right? And this is, this is right after, after Russia miserably failed, and that was called the graveyard of empires. And so, I always thought that she was just always, she was kind of quirky, and I was like, don't tell me that's the case. And many times I'd always call her that as a joke, and she would always laugh, thinking, no, that's not me, but I do go to the bad places in life.
Understood. Well, the videos of what's going on in Afghanistan are being circulated all over the planet. The the entire situation is tragic, including the videos of Afghan men chasing a Air Force cargo plane about to take off, climbing up onto it as if they could ride this thing, as if they're on the side of a pickup truck. And then the plane takes off, and then the three men falling to their deaths from about 1,000 feet. Here's what's happening, among other things. Countries who are our allies are thinking to themselves, this has happened before. We watched this happen in Saigon in the spring of 1975. Now it's happening again, mm-hmm. where America abandons its allies. I would think within the top levels of Taiwan, for example, they may be having some very serious discussions about how much they can depend on us, don't you think, sir?
Yes, sir. Not only Taiwan, I would think Japan, and also even at the highest level would be Israel. If we abandon, just like when I thought about, first thing I had pictures or mental snapshots of, abandoning them on the embassy where you saw people on Huey's, doing the same thing. And I was like, holy cow, that means every ally. And when I was in the first Persian Gulf War, we did the same thing to the Kurds, and Bush turned them back on. So it doesn't matter what party, we have no loyalty when it comes to, incompetence of just abandoning our friends. And it was just like, that was pathetic.
It was. And I know if I was at a high level of government in Taiwan or Japan or Israel or even Korea, I'd be having some really, really second thoughts about how much we can depend on the United States government to do what they claim to be doing, which is to support us against our enemies.
Correct.
Now, the enemy, you know, the Afghan government, their enemy there, the Taliban, is basically barefoot peasants with handheld weapons. No Air Force, no Navy, very unsophisticated enemies. And they certainly showed us, didn't they, sir?
Correct. And then look, Obama did the same thing with the ISIS. We left them all the toys of war. And now, and I was like, and I was driving, I heard that. I said, that means we left everything again, and we just replaced ISIS in Iraq with another variant in Afghanistan. I said, holy cow, did they not use thermite grenades and torch everything like I had to do as a communications officer in case the boat would sink? And, right. And he said, yeah, the really supercritical stuff they did, but for the majority of it, the rockets and things like that, those things are all still available. So just like, you know, somehow they got a hold of all the Stingers, we gave them Stingers back in during the Afghani war, the Russian-Afghanistan war, and then we tried to buy them back, the CIA tried to buy them back, and they said no. And so that was one quirk that was always laying out there in the mindset of pilots. So like, you know, we may get hit by our own Stingers anywhere on the planet by unscrupulous Mujahideen, freedom fighters that Reagan called them.
Well, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. Without logistical support, high-tech, and a Stinger is, for those who don't know, Stinger is a handheld anti-aircraft rocket that is man-portable. Without logistical support, the batteries go bad. They need battery chargers. They need, and that's true of any high-tech weapon that's, you know, obviously that include rifles and shotguns, pistols, machine guns. But the high-tech stuff needs maintenance, needs spare parts. And within a relatively short period of time, the Stinger missiles become unusable without access to new batteries, battery chargers, and so forth.
Yes, sir. But one thing I was concerned about was thinking about this. The people who are really unscrupulous were like, okay, we're gonna sit on these and we're going to contact our Russian counterparts and sell them the technology because we have it and they don't have it, so they can try to retrofit, or the Chinese for that matter, and now it's just like the dogs of war. You know, it's like, okay, let's make money. We don't know how to use it. We aren't that sophisticated, but we know other people want it. And just like the Russian scientists, you know, their brain drain, you know, they were like, either we buy it or the Russians will buy it or the Chinese will buy it, but somebody will buy military hardware when they can.
Well, there's an international market for military hardware. That's no secret. There's I don't know if he's still doing, but a private investigator in St. Louis, my hometown, this is not a secret, it was published in local newspapers. He got involved in the international arms trade himself. And I don't know what the outcome of that was, but if you're willing to do that, you can make buckets full of money. And if you're willing to get all the proper licenses and permits, you can actually do it legally, quite frankly. But that's never been an interest of mine. The international arms trade. Now, what we left behind there is literally warehouses full of pretty sophisticated weaponry, helicopters, armored personnel carriers. I'm not sure about tanks, but probably some tanks, and all the logistical support equipment to go along with that, the spare parts and so forth. Now, what the Taliban, majority of the Taliban are illiterate, barefoot goat herders. That they've never seen a flush toilet. They don't. They may have seen some in a movie, maybe. I know even in the tribal areas, they'll have a generator set up to show a movie for a little entertainment. But they have no knowledge of mathematics past counting their fingers and toes. They can't read. They can't write. What are they going to do with high-tech weapons? Now, within the Taliban, of course, there are educated men who have some academic skills. But I think the majority of that equipment, that they don't have a clue how to properly maintain it, for example. It's probably going to end up on the international arms market to be sold, don't you think?
Yes, sir. And I think about that same regard. And that, yes, you're right. But then I one thing I also thought about was, think about the parents who sent their children off based on the, you know, the flag or the veil of, you know, patriotism. It just like came down over people's eyes during 9/11. And they said, yes, I joined the military just because of what I saw at 9/11.
I know.
And,
I know.
You know, and some people died, you know, in the last 2 months there. And imagine, you sent off an 18-year-old boy. He goes to boot camp. He does everything. War woman. And she gets killed just 2 weeks ago. And the anguish on the parents must be, I can't even say that, how vivid it must be. That's like, wow, all of that was for nothing. You lied to us. You failed our enemies. You failed me. You failed our allies, and you gave everything to them, and then you lied to me, and you killed my children because of your stupidity? I can't imagine how mad right. these parents must be right now.
Well, let's go back even farther than that. 9/11/01 will be, we're about 3 weeks away from the 20th anniversary of that tragedy.
Yes.
Here's the public story. A group of called Al-Qaeda supposedly was behind the aircraft being hijacked. Almost all those men were Saudi Arabians. Almost all of them. There was two or three that weren't. We know for a fact that they were mostly Saudi Arabians. We know for a fact that the money came from Saudi Arabia. We know that their leader, Osama bin Laden, was Saudi Arabian. And the bin Laden family, by the way, is a very wealthy family that the Bush family would vacation with.
Yes, sir.
And Osama bin Laden has had, I think, about 50 or 55 siblings. That's kind of unusual for an American to even think about. How can you have 50 sisters and brothers?
But, first thing I thought about West Virginia, but I won't even go there.
If you've got one father who gets married to six or seven or eight wives, it's pretty easy to have 50 siblings. So we're told that Osama bin Laden was behind the tragedy of 9/11/01, and he's hiding in a cave, which, by the way, is built by the CIA, in Afghanistan. So we need to go to war with this country because of this. Well, here's what here's the reality. There was about 100 Al-Qaeda guys, about two school bus loads, that probably were given safe haven by one of the warlords in Afghanistan, not the government, but one of the warlords gave them safe haven. Osama bin Laden, at the same time, he's not even in Afghanistan. He's living in a very nice villa in Pakistan, about two football fields away from the front gate of the Pakistani equivalent of West Point. He's not living in a place with no hot and cold running water, no flush toilets. No, he's living in a very nice location with the full knowledge and consent of the Pakistani intelligence services, by the way. So we go to war with an entire, instead of sending in, figuring out where these 100 Al-Qaeda guys are and killing them using Navy SEALs to kill the 100 guys responsible for 9/11/01. No, what do? We go to war with the entire country instead of finding these 100 guys and killing them. And here we are 20 years later. We still haven't found the 100 guys and killed them, to my knowledge. And we spent several thousand American lives, quite a few thousand more Americans being wounded, several billion dollars, I don't know how many billions of money being spent trying to nation build. Now, here's the problem. There's lots of problems, Leon. Here's how primitive Afghanistan is. Now, in Western civilization, our culture, we've had first and last names for what? About 10 centuries, something like that?
Uh-huh.
They don't have first and last names in Afghanistan, in most of the country. That's how primitive these people are. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-825. Here.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of August. That's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women in St. Charles County, Missouri, that they play the authentic music of the 1804 U.S. Army. They wear the uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army. They sell their CDs to raise money for uniforms and travel. And actually, they're asking for looking for a couple of recruits. They have to be 17 years or younger, preferably quite a bit younger, so they can be trained and be with the group for a while. And details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great sale going on right now for your team, your family, to buy two or more units, and the more you buy, the bigger your savings. Visiting with Leon Green, who is associated with doTERRA Essential Oils, as am I. I'm proud to be associated with doTERRA Oils and my growing inventory. Leon, I just bought another one of those high-quality Craftsman storage cases for my oils because my inventory is growing and I needed more space. And let's tell people, Leon, how they can get started with doTERRA oils. First of all, go to my website at thelibertyman.com, and under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. You can, there's a lot of educational material there, plus a way to get started buying your oils. The best thing to do, most efficient and cost-effective thing to do, is to buy the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. If you think you want to get more than you can afford, well, PayPal will finance you for 6 months at no interest if you think you need to do that. That's number one. Number two, get two copies of the same book. You're going to want to get the fifth edition of the book, simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. The 13th edition comes out next month. I would wait to buy the 13th edition. Why two editions? Well, here's why. The fifth edition says things we're not allowed to say anymore because of the Food and Death Administration. And the 13th edition will have all the latest oils in there. So that's what you do. Number two. Number three, if you want to get a head start on which oils you need for whatever you're dealing with personally or for a friend or relative, give Leon a call. If you want to get started and have a home-based business with doTERRA oils, give Leon a call. Now, he's a busy guy. He's on the road right now, but he will get to your calls as soon as he can once he's destinated. And Leon, what's that telephone number?
It's 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
Roger that. 303-495-2188. And Leon's a really busy guy, as am I, but he will get back with you. Leon, we've had continuous tragedy when it comes to foreign policy, the U.S. military now since 2001. At least they had a pretext that had a little bit of connection to reality to go to war in Afghanistan, and regardless of how tenuous it was, and that reality was very tenuous, going after two school bus loads of Saudi Arabians who were hiding out in Afghanistan. That was very tenuous. But going to war in Iraq had no legitimate reality connection at all. So Saddam Hussein had been our ally for many years, fighting against Iran. He had no nuclear weapons, and I used to carry, so I could give it to people who were interested, I used to carry around copies of the joint resolution giving President Bush authority to go to war with Saddam Hussein. And that resolution had about 18 or 20 whereases, whereas this, whereas that. You know, Leon, when you read that, it's very clear what Congress was concerned about. They were concerned about nuclear weapons in possession of Saddam Hussein, not the chemical weapons, which were all made in USA, and we gave him, by the way. No, that wasn't the thing that Congress was concerned about. And we had General Colin Powell, acting as Secretary of State, making a complete fool of himself in front of the entire world, displaying the make-believe evidence, the yellow cake uranium, that Saddam Hussein did not have as the excuse to go to war there. How humiliating. Now, General Powell, and God bless General Powell, a man of honor, once he figured out that his own government had made a fool of him in front of the entire planet, he resigned his position as Secretary of State, didn't he, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, and I think about all the things attached. And I'm not sure, you know, I'd read some history that, you know, was he in Vietnam during My Lai? I'd read something that he was there at My Lai.
Well, I was there during My Lai, too, but, he was a field grade officer, and I don't believe he had any connection to My Lai at the time. He was a young field grade officer, either a major or a lieutenant colonel, I believe, before he left. And I'm not aware of any connection to My Lai with General Powell.
Okay. Yeah, but it just shows that it doesn't matter who it is when it comes to the government. They will throw you under the bus, whether you just joined last week and you were killed in Kabul. Yes.
General Powell, the Bush administration, well, there's another part of this, and we'll get to that part after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're updating my website every 24 hours. If you want to know what's going on in the world, the Daily Intelligence Briefing is updated every 24 hours by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. He was doing this just for a select group of men that he worked with in counterintelligence and the military. But I said, Steve, I'd like to put that on my website. We can have thousands of people see it every day instead of 20 or 30. And he says, that's a great idea, John. Let's do that. So that's right there. We've got an event coming up in May of next year, the John Moore Patriot Training Course at a wonderful, luxurious resort, the Margaritaville Resort at Lake of the Ozarks. If you're there with me, you'll be my live studio audience every day. We're going to have private conversations, those of us that attend, every day, talking about things we can't talk about on the radio, and you'll get a lot out of it. The end of the week, the last night we're there, there'll be a romantic dinner cruise on the lake there. It'd be a lot of fun. Last but not least, energy cleaners. I use mine every night. I do. I wake up with energy I need to meet the events of the day after a great night's sleep, pain-free. You can also. You got arthritis pain? What are you waiting for? You want to get your life back? get yourself an energy cleaner. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I do something your medical professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad, which I personally box up and ship. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We're talking about the events of the day and doTERRA oils, a great way to incorporate into your life healthy ways to stay healthy and help with all kinds of things, cooking, doing your laundry, taking care of insects, taking care of mold. It's all something that doTERRA oils will help you do. Well, Leon, you still with us, sir? Leon? Is Leon still there? Okay. Leon, if you're there, you're on mute. I can't hear you. Well, it looks like Leon has a project he needs to get back to. He's on the road.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Leon,
I don't know if it's maybe 3 minutes of inactivity that my phone automatically goes or Verizon turns off, but yeah, I've been listening the whole time.
Okay. Well, Leon, following 9/11/01, George W. Bush was talking to members of his cabinet about going to war with Saddam Hussein. That decision was made by George Bush and his cabinet, with the exception of the only man on the cabinet that had been to war, the only man who was a general, not even being talked to or informed it was going to take place. Now, if you're getting ready to go to war and you got a board of directors, which is what the cabinet is, you don't even take the time to consult with the only man on your board of directors who's been to war, the only man on your board of directors in your cabinet who is a general. And there's no such thing as a former general, by the way. Once you're a general, as long as you have your health and your wits about you, you're a general till the day you die. So General Powell was not even talked to. So Bush informs General Powell, oh, we're going to go to war with Iraq. And of course, General Powell was astonished. And his only comment to President Bush was, you will own that country, which of course is exactly what happened. Now, George W. Bush is not a terribly bright guy. He's probably got an IQ of maybe 100 on a good day. The guy running the country back then was George Shultz. That was the man running the country, was George Shultz. And that decision was made by George Shultz and members of the cabinet, except General Powell, of course, were consulted and talked to. What a bizarre way to lead a country, Leon. Truly strange and truly bizarre. So we went to war with an entire country, that being Iraq, for no reason at all. There was no reason except the one that's not talked about publicly. Iraq had made a decision to trade their oil not using dollars. That was the big mistake that Saddam made, wasn't it, sir?
Correct. And then the same thing snowballed again in Libya. And so all these countries that talk about, you know, getting off the international standard of, you know, the fake fiat currency and doing their old either gold bourse or any other exchange that is not connected to them, always has pushback. And now we had that same man in Libya have the same problem. You know, he died because he was like, no, we have a lot of oil. We're going to do that. And so they just trump up more new ideas and demonize him, and they got rid of Gaddafi as well.
Oh, I kind of like Muammar. I mean, he had a hairdo sort of like a rock star. I like that. And, you know, he did, you know. And I'm not sure what the connection was with bombing that airliner, if he knew about it or was part of it. I would hope that he wasn't, but maybe he was. That connection was made by our government, which may or may not have been true. They bombed his palace and killed his young daughter. That was not that was a tragedy. But look what Gaddafi was doing. Now, being the ruler of any Muslim country is not an easy thing to do. I mean, it simply isn't. You're dealing with very primitive people with very bizarre thoughts and beliefs. But he was doing a pretty good job of it. Libya was prospering, and there's disparate groups in Libya that want to kill each other. And so he was keeping them apart and keeping them from killing each other. In Libya was a pretty good deal for Libyans. It was becoming a destination for other barefoot peasants in Africa to come to and look for opportunities, economic opportunities. And he didn't tolerate or have anything to do with terrorists that I'm aware of. It became Gaddafi was murdered, Libya became a haven for terrorists and a transfer point for weapons to go to terrorists, didn't it, sir?
Yes, sir. And then you were in another Secretary of State, but on the other end of the aisle is, you know, Hillary Clinton, and she was Secretary of State, and, you know, she was involved with the Benghazi, and you see the, well, you know, what does it matter now? Remember her response about the operators and the CIA people that were killed there? You know, what does it matter now? Like, oh yeah, it's water under the bridge, they're dead, I don't care, vote for me. And it's like, how can they have such a flippant attitude about the loyalty of Americans?
Here's how they can, because they know their base doesn't care. That's how they can. Their base of supporters, the Democrats, Socialist, Communist, Democrats, Muslims, they don't care. That's how they can do that and get away with it. Now, there's a film, a docudrama called 13 Hours. And it's pretty accurate. There's, you know, some Hollywood stuff in there. But your service, the U.S. Navy, had men on planes en route to save Americans. And Obama stopped them from going there. In fact, the admiral who ordered that to happen, my understanding is he was arrested to stop that from happening. Is that your understanding as well?
I didn't know about that. I mean, and I don't know the answer to that, and I've never heard that. But, you know, how can you have but it had to come down from the Joint Chiefs to be able to prevent that. Because you know, they were automatically being vectored in from Italy and other places in Europe. And then they were called back, and it was very much like the repeat back in 71 with the USS Liberty, another spook ship that was attacked by Israel. And they had the Union Jack up, which is the largest, you know, American flag that we fly on board ships. And they were strafed, and this happened for hours, and it was the only ship that, you know, the captain got a posthumous Medal of Honor award, and that was done in secret. I mean, so, you know, our history of alliances and betrayals of our
the Marines were on board, their faces painted with camouflage, their weapons loaded, on the way when they were stopped, weren't they?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable.
Exactly. And then I didn't even know about it. When I was in the military, I never heard about the USS Liberty. And then I thought that was just a bunch of malarkey until I read and watched the movie and spoke. Yeah. And how that could have happened.
Yeah. I was in military intelligence school as a student when that happened in 1967. And of course, the story I like to tell. I was 19 years old. I'm a trainee at Fort Hollibird, U.S. Military Intelligence School. And I had a Sunday morning detail to serve coffee to the officers in the officers' mess. So I'm standing there, I'm literally at parade rest, literally at parade rest in my starch fatigues and my short haircut. And there was a couple of officers old enough to be my father. They're probably in their mid to late 40s, field grade officers. And this is about 2 weeks before the war. And one officer said, and these are all intelligence guys, of course, intelligence officers. And one says to the other, you know, those Golan Heights are going to cut loose any day now. And it was about 2 weeks later that the Six-Day War happened. And, of course, the USS Liberty came under attack. I was in Vietnam when the Pueblo was under attack by North Vietnam and captured. And I got those intelligence reports as an intelligence analyst not quite a year later. So I've been, you know, I've been a close observer of these events all my life, Leon, sometimes at levels that I had access to classified information, other times I did not. So there's nothing new about bad things happening involving the U.S. military and our government doing the wrong thing for the wrong reasons, correct?
Correct. I think it was Smedley Butler that said, most decorated general, from what I understand, and he said, war is a racket. He wrote a book on that. I haven't finished reading the book, but it's just like, holy cow, what we have done, and it's all because of money.
Absolutely.
National interest. Well,
General Smedley Butler had been in multiple wars and mm-hmm. highly decorated, and he decided to go public with his knowledge about the true nature of the multiple wars that the U.S. had been involved in Central and South America, kind of generally called the Banana Wars.
Yes.
And I need to read General Butler's book as myself. Great guy, a true American patriot, a true American hero, in my opinion. That book was published, I think, the 1930s, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. And nothing's changed. I mean, 90 years later, the same machinations are occurring all over the planet. And the propaganda machine with all their gaslighting and everything else. I mean, and people say, well, I watch Fox. And it's terrible. My mother says, Mom, you know, she told me, Fox is even a propaganda machine. I'm like, yes, Mom. You know, this has all been CIA Mockingbird, and yes, they are. They just try to put on a conservative spin to it, but they are equally in bed with the whole gambit of people who are, you know, promoting this propaganda and the disinformation. I remember it was after 9/11. They said, we are going to disband the Office of Disinformation. And I was like, that means you've been lying to us for all the years that it's been open. So when do we know that you're finished with the office, or you're still doing repeats? And it just blew me away that nobody really talked about that. And then $2.2 trillion that was missing, that Rumsfeld said, we can't find it in the black budget. And then the next day, 9/11, everything happened. No one talked about the $2 trillion that they could not locate in the Pentagon.
Well,
or in the government.
I've seen the Pentagon. I've been to the Pentagon. I've never been inside the Pentagon, but I've been to the Pentagon. I've driven around it. It's a massive structure.
Mm-hmm.
With hundreds and hundreds of offices, several thousand people go to work there every day. The part of the Pentagon hit by that missile, it wasn't an airplane, by the way, was the
right
part that had the record keeping for all the missing money.
How convenient.
How handy.
No, I didn't know that, but I did know about the Gulf War Syndrome. Alfred P. Murray Building, that's where all the $2 trillion of class action suits and all the people who had died after Persian Gulf War and the Gulf War Syndrome, all their paperwork was in the same place, off of P. Murray Building. So it's like, yeah, whenever we want to get rid of hard evidence, paperwork, whether at the Pentagon or on, you know, 250,000 Americans who've been killed with vaccines and other devices, well, let's get rid of the paperwork, and then the lawyers have no credibility because there's no backup.
Well, one of the first things you learn in a police academy, any police academy, is to preserve the crime scene. So if one of my knucklehead drug-dealing neighbors kills another knucklehead drug addict, these deputy sheriffs preserve the crime scene so that forensics people can do an examination of the crime scene.
Right.
When the Murrah Building was blown up in Oklahoma City, the crime scene was destroyed before independent forensic people could do an analysis. Despite General Parton, Air Force General Parton, who was a world-class expert in explosives, making a video that was VHS at the time, every member of Congress in the House and the Senate got a video put together by General Parsons just making one simple, reasonable request. Please, please preserve the crime scene until independent forensic analysis can be done. That's the only thing he was asking for, a reasonable request for a horrible crime that was committed. And they did not preserve the crime scene. They destroyed the crime scene, and they delivered the contents to a landfill where right now, at 10 minutes to 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning, there's guards protecting it because the evidence showing that what happened is not what we were told happened. The evidence of explosives inside the building will be there 1,000 years from now. That evidence won't go away. It's preserved at that landfill right now, waiting to be dug up once a subpoena has been issued and authorized by a court to dig up the evidence and show what really happened on that day in Oklahoma City.
Yes, and then on that same note, but they did the same thing in 9/11, and they exported all of it to China, the metal.
That's right. That's right. More evidence. We have a break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of August. Leon, how long we got you for? I know you got a project you need to get back to. How long we got you this morning?
I'm gonna hang up for, you know, I'll be off and on for about an hour. And okay. Yes, I need to get my two spares fixed so I can actually get to the destination right now.
Roger that. It sounds like the construction zone had some debris that gave both vehicles, you and the guy in front of you, flat tires.
Yes, sir, because right after they fixed, we cut off all the, I saw, sent you the pictures, all the wires and everything from the radio tire exploding. There was another vehicle, it stopped, you know, a half mile ahead of me, and I said, hey, you may want to look them up. They've been sitting there the whole time, too, while I've been waiting for you to come. And then as we drove off, another wrecker came up to talk to them, and they lost out on that, you know, added income. But I was like, you know, you might want to check them because they just died the same way I did right after.
Amazing. We got a caller here, Leon. We got Kenny in Texas. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, John, Leon. Hey, I was over in Blount Island over by Jacksonville, Florida, yesterday, last evening, and over at the port, and they were, there was all kinds of military Humvees. I've got pictures, John. I'll have to send them to you, but it was really took me by surprise because I have been in there for the last 40 years going in and out of there, and I have never seen that. And I asked the lady there that was kind of helping out there. I go, how long has that been there? She goes, about a month. I go, what are they doing with it? She goes, well, I did see one truck come in and pull a tanker out of here the other day. She goes, I do not know. She goes, it just showed up one day about a month ago, and it's here. And as I was leaving, there's some containers stacked up over there with the same colors, SUVs and stuff. And there was, when I was leaving, I didn't see them, but there was some tanks off in the back there. They were kind of hid behind the other stuff, but it was now, rather interesting to me.
Where's this location, Blount, Kenny?
Blount Island over in Jacksonville, Florida.
Blount Island. Is it actually an island?
Yeah, it's a little island right there in Jacksonville. It's a port. They bring in mostly what that port's for is imported cars. And in fact, that's what I was doing.
There's a causeway connecting to the mainland.
Yeah, just a little bridge.
It can carry heavy trucks. Well, let's talk about this more after the break. Leon, you're going to be gone for a while.
Yeah, I'm just going to coordinate some of the, at least verify they have the tires and wheels that I can actually buy to get that going. And then once I verify, I'll drive over them and I'll do it I'll do the radio show while I'm waiting.
After the break, we'll start the Tuesday morning roundtable. Everybody, hold on.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.